Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading the blog, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on August 9th, 2020, and is entitled Cloud Traffic. I recently watched Build an Enterprise-Grade Service Mesh with Traffic Director. That's a link to a YouTube video, easy to find by that name, featuring Stuart Reichling and Kelsey Hightower of GCP, that's Google Cloud Platform, and of course, Google Cloud's Traffic Director. Coming at this with a brain steeped in 5.5 years of AWS technology and culture was surprising in ways that seem worth sharing. Stuart presents the problem of a retail app's shopping cart checkout code. Obviously, first you need to call a payment service. However it's implemented, this needs to be a synchronous call because you're not going to start any fulfillment work until you know the payment is okay. If you're a big league operation, your payment processing needs to scale and is quite likely an external service you call out to, which raises the questions of how you deploy it and scale it and how clients find it. Since this is GCP, both Kubernetes and a service mesh are assumed. I'm not going to explain service mesh here. If you need to know, go and web search some combination of Envoy and Istio and Linkerd. The first thing that surprised me was Stuart talking about the difficulty of scaling the payment service's load balancer and it being yet another thing in the service to configure, bearing in mind that you need health checks and might need to load balance multiple services. Well, fair enough, I guess. Their service was a client-local load balancer embedded in sidecar code in the service mesh. Wow. In such an environment, everything I think I know about load balancing is probably wrong. There seemed to be an implicit claim that client-side load balancing is a win, but I couldn't quite parse the argument, and it's counterintuitive, so this is something I probably need to dig into. And the AWS voice in the back of my head is saying, well, why don't you put your payments behind an API gateway, or application load balancer, or maybe even make direct calls out to a Lambda function? Well, obviously, they're GCP equivalents. They come with load balancing and monitoring and error reporting built in. And anyhow, you're probably going to need application-level canaries whichever way you go. I worry a little bit about hiding the places where the networking happens, just like I worry about ORM hiding the SQL, because you can't ignore either networking or SQL. Traffic Director. Well, it's an interesting beast. It turns out that there's a set of APIs called XDS, that's small x, capital D, capital S, originally from Envoy, nicely introduced in a blog piece called The Universal Data Plane API. Not my blog, it's another blog out there. They manage the kinds of things a sidecar provides, endpoint discovery and routing, health checks, secrets, listeners. What Google has done is arrange for gRPC to support XDS for configuration, and it seems Traffic Director can configure and deploy your services using a combination of Kubernetes with a service mesh, gRPC, and even on-prem stuff, plus pretty well anything that supports XDS, which apparently includes Google Cloud Run. It does a lot of useful things. Things that are useful, at least, in the world where you build your distributed app by turning potentially any arbitrary API call into a proxied load-balanced monitored logged service via the service mesh. So, is this a good thing? Well, sometimes, I guess. Otherwise, people wouldn't be putting all this work into tooling and facilitation. When would you choose this approach to wiring services together, as opposed to consciously building more or less everything as a service with an endpoint in the AWS style? I don't know. Hypothesis? You do this when you've already bought into Kubernetes, because in that context, service mesh is a native integration idiom. I was particularly impressed by how you could set up global routing, which means load balancing against resources that run in multiple Google regions, which don't mean the same thing as AWS regions or Azure regions. AWS would encourage you to use multiple AZs to achieve this effect. Also, there's a lot of support for automated deployment operations, and I don't know if they extend the current GCP state of the art, but they looked pretty decent. Finally, I was once again taken aback when Stuart pointed out that with Traffic Director, you don't have to screw around with IP tables to get things working. So I had no idea that was something people still had to do. And if this makes that go away, that's got to be a good thing. Kelsey makes it go. Kelsey Hightower takes 14 of the video's 47 minutes to show how you can deploy a simple demo app on your laptop, then, with the help of Traffic Director, on various combinations of verts and Kubernetes resources and then Google Cloud Run. It's impressive, but as with most Kubernetes demos, assumes that you've got everything up and running and configured, because if you didn't, it'd take a galaxy brain expert like Kelsey a couple of hours, probably, to pull that together, and someone like me, who's mostly a Kubernetes noob, who knows, but days, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm in a minority here, but damn, is that stuff ever complicated. The number of moving parts you have to have configured just right to get Hello World happening is really super intimidating. But bear in mind, it's perfectly possible that someone coming into AWS for the first time would find the configuration work there equally scary. To do something like this on AWS, I'm pretty sure you'd spend less time doing the configuration, but then you'd have to get all the IAM roles and permissions wired up so that everything could talk to everything, which can get pretty hairy fast. I noticed the GCP presentation entirely omitted access control issues. So all in, I don't have evidence to claim, wow, this would be simpler on AWS. It's just that the number of knobs and dials was intimidating. One thing that made me gasp, then laugh, Kelsey said, for the next step, you just have to put this in your Go imports. You don't have to use it or anything. And it's an import that says underscore, which means don't assign this to a variable or anything, google.golang.org/xds. And I was all, what the, how can that do anything? But then a few minutes later, he started writing endpoint URIs into config files that began with xdi colon, oh, and of course. Still, is there a bit of code smell happening, or is that just me? At this point, I should note that maybe it's just me, because a few of the commenters and people who chimed in on Twitter said, oh, everybody does that. Common Go idiom. Don't worry about it. So maybe that's okay. Anyhow, if I were already doing a bunch of service mesh stuff, I think the traffic director might meet some needs of today and could become really valuable when my app started getting heterogeneous and needed to talk to various sorts of things that aren't in the same service mesh. What I missed. Well, Stuart's narrative stopped after the payment, and I'd been waiting for the fulfillment part of the puzzle, because for that, synchronous APIs quite likely aren't what you want. Event-driven and message-based synchronous infrastructure would come into play, which, of course, is what I spent a lot of time working on recently. I wonder how that fits into the Kubernetes service mesh landscape. That's all, folks.